Well, good morning or good afternoon. How are you? Now, I don't know if I can say hello in many of the languages, but Sanu, does that work? Jambo? Bonjour? Buongiorno? How's it going, big man? That's Scottish, by the way. We were teaching the children in some of the schools in Dumbarton about Easter, and we were explaining that if you're a Hebrew language speaker, you might say shalom. Shalom Aleichem, which means peace be to you. So peace be to you from Dumbarton, sunny Dumbarton, just over the River Clyde there. Nice to be here again. Now, just recently, I don't know whether, is there a thing on? Will I just click? Oh, that's great. Well, you can see the monitor here as well. That's great. Thanks for that. It was interesting, just a couple of weeks ago, I don't know if you watch programs like Britain's Got Talent or America's Got Talent. I saw in a YouTube excerpt of a young boy. I don't know whether he had come from Africa to America, I don't know the background, but he was singing a beautiful song about the goodness of God. It's one of my favorite songs at the moment. And in the song it says, "In all my life you have been faithful." And he just was singing about the faithfulness, the goodness of God. And God is faithful, and that's tremendous. And I think it was a tremendous testimony on that. It's a big show, I think, in America, just as it is in the UK, the Britain's Got Talent, to be singing about the goodness of God and that God is faithful. And it made me think about, well, what is faithful? What does it mean to be faithful? A definition of faithfulness could be this: steadfast in affection or allegiance, loyal, a faithful friend, and firm in adherence to promises. And that's a great way to have a solid friendship with somebody. Here's another definition. It's a wee bit fuller. It says that faithfulness is unfailingly remaining loyal to someone or something and putting that loyalty into consistent practice regardless of extenuating circumstances. And it may be exhibited by a husband or a wife who does not engage in sexual relationships outside of marriage. And I guess what it's implying there is that the center of a solid relationship like marriage is this idea of being faithful. And at the heart of a wedding ceremony, there are vows made by the people getting married, and they exchange rings as a symbol of that desire and that commitment to being faithful. And as you can see there, when you have a wedding ceremony, the officiant, the person that maybe oversees the marriage, usually they ask, I don't know if they still do this, but they used to ask the people wanting to get married and tell them about not entering into it lightly, but to consider that it's a serious and important commitment that one makes between God, first of all, and each other. So at the heart of the wedding are these vows. And here's, for example, a traditional wedding vow would be, "I take thee to be my wedded wife or husband, and do in the presence of God and before this congregation promise and covenant to be a loving, faithful, and dutiful husband." If it was beautiful husband, I don't think I'd have qualified. But anyway, dutiful husband, "until God shall separate us by death." And I think those words are very key. Promise and covenant, because our God, the God of the Bible, is a covenant-making God. He makes agreements that he sticks by. Even the agreement and the covenant to send the Messiah, to send the Savior to the world. Even that a covenant to forgive. And we've been enjoying singing songs of praise along those lines. Now, there's many modern vows now. Some of them are simpler than even this example. It says, "I call upon these persons here present to witness that I do take thee to be my lawful wedded wife, husband. I promise to care for you, to give you my love and friendship, and to respect you and cherish you throughout the rest of our lives together." And I notice it's a wee bit light on any promise to be for faithful. And in a sense, sometimes it's just based on "because I love you," you know, here today. But what about in 50 years' time? I hope they still love each other then. And you know that song that the Beatles sang, "When I'm 64, will you still care for me?" And that's a good question, isn't it? But we know that that what makes marriage different from just simply living together is that lifelong commitment to the other person. And that's not an easy thing to say. It's not an easy thing to live out. But I have to tell you it anyway if we want to be involved in a Bible-believing marriage. And so there's that little definition again of unfailingly remaining faithful and loyal. And it's that consistent practice regardless of extenuating circumstances. No matter what's going on in our lives, we make a commitment to remain faithful. And why do we do that? Well, because first of all, God is faithful. And the Bible says God is faithful who has called you into fellowship with his Son,